Welcome back for episode 74 for Saturday, April 25th. The new Apple iPad Pro Magic Keyboard is an admirable accessory. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple's launch of their new iPad Pro Magic Keyboard with a unique floating design, backlit keyboard, and trackpad. The new Magic Keyboard for iPad Pro is now available to order on Apple.com and brings a whole new level of versatility and capability to the iPad Pro. We all know the iPad Pro is a great device, and the new Magic Keyboard is a definite accessory that has the same level of excellence Apple offers that you will want to have. I'll give you some facts associated with this new device and offer my opinion. In my discussion so far, I have found the price as the biggest stumbling block, not the device. Yes, it's difficult to add $299 for the 11-inch or $349 US for the 12.9-inch. I hear you and understand. There are some discounts, though, for students and educators. As a refresher, the 11-inch iPad Pro is available starting at $799 US for the Wi-Fi model and $949 for the Wi-Fi and cellular. The 12.9-inch iPad Pro starts at $999 for the Wi-Fi model and $1,149 for the Wi-Fi and cellular model. We all buy Apple products for their design, construction, and operability. If you're going to spend the money, get the keyboard that accents its capabilities. The Magic Keyboard keeps that benchmark. Let's start by discussing the Magic Keyboard and its new trackpad support introduced in iPad OS 13.4. First, it supports 30 languages, including simplified Chinese, French, German, Japanese, and Spanish, which is a plus for our international Mac Minutes listeners. The Magic Keyboard attaches magnetically to the iPad Pro firmly, putting the multi-touch screen on a display with a floating cantilever design for smooth adjustments of the viewing angle up to 130 degrees. I put some pictures on the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net. The portable design features a full-size keyboard with backlit keys and a scissor mechanism that delivers 1 millimeter travel, offering a comfortable and responsive typing experience, whether working on a lap or a desk. Another feature that's important is the backlit keys. They adjust automatically based on the ambient lighting conditions and are exactly the right brightness most of the time. There is nothing flimsy about the Magic Keyboard. It's solid, and even though some have objected to its weight, it's everything I would expect. However, that is both a blessing and a curse. There is nearly zero flex to the keyboard deck. The whole thing is stable on your lap and very well balanced. It's not tippy at all. The Click Anywhere trackpad of the Magic Keyboard complements the first touch design of the iPad for fluid navigation, easy cursor control, and precise adjustments. This trackpad is smaller than the normal trackpad, but it's just as useful. The 12.9-inch model's trackpad is obviously a little larger than the 11-inch one. With USB-C pass-through charging, the Magic Keyboard keeps the USB-C port on the iPad Pro free for accessories, including external drives and displays. And for added security, when the Magic Keyboard is attached and closed, the iPad Pro microphones are disconnected, preventing any audio data from being compromised. The Magic Keyboard takes full advantage of the distinct experience of iPad OS. As users move their finger across the built-in trackpad, the pointer elegantly transforms to highlight user interface elements. Multi-touch gestures on the trackpad make it fast and easy to navigate the entire system without users ever having to lift their hand. Trackpad support in iPadOS is designed to work great with apps users use every day. Writing and editing text is effortless in Pages and Notes. Working with multiple objects in Keynote is easier than ever before, and the added levels of precision make building and organizing even the largest spreadsheets in Numbers more simple. There is a website you should check out if you are considering purchasing a Magic Keyboard. It's at apple.com/iPadOS. The new Magic Keyboard is designed to work with the new iPad Pro and is also compatible with the previous generation iPad Pro models, Magic Keyboard, along with the Apple Pencil. There are at least two trackpad keyboards for the iPad Pro on the market that I am familiar with, and they're from reputable manufacturers. Yes, they are cheaper, but when it's all said and done, the Magic Keyboard from Apple is the one for me. The Magic Keyboard turns the iPad into a great laptop, though it's a little bit heavier and thicker than you might expect. In fact, when it's all said and done, the size and weight is similar to like a 13-inch MacBook. What is different with the iPad is you can always take the keyboard off for those times you are lounging or in cramped quarters. You will definitely want to give it a try if you need a keyboard. This one is the one to get. That's all I have for the Magic Keyboard and for Mac Minutes for this week. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join conference call events, and other great happenings. Mac Minutes listeners can join the Alaskan Apple Users Group Zoom meeting scheduled for May 13th at 7 p.m. Alaska time. You can find information about the meeting at the Mac Minutes Group's website. If you have a question, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. For Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well during this COVID-19 pandemic and look forward to seeing you on next week's Mac Minutes. Thank you for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and other podcatchers. For most of us, stay safe, stay at home, save lives. For those venturing back into the world again, take care of yourself, and we'll see you in the upcoming week on the Mac Minutes podcast.